We continue our Sammy's Tracker series, speaking with the finalists of this year's Service to America medals from the Partnership for Public Service. Our next guest has been answering the president's call to encourage careers in science and math even before he made that call. For nearly two decades, the Energy Department's Sue Ellen Walbridge has encouraged more than 300,000 middle and high school students to consider working in those fields. She's been the driving force behind the National Science Bowl. It's a program that's set up like Jeopardy. Every spring, teams of students come to the nation's capital to be quizzed in a fast-paced question-and-answer format in topics like biology, math, general science. Ms. Walbridge is a program analyst for the Energy Department. She's been chosen as a finalist in the Sammy's Career Achievement category, and she joins us now to discuss her work. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So after 20 years of high school and middle school students answering these questions, are you encouraged about America's future in science and technology?
Oh, very much so. These are just the most outstanding students. We now see those who been in the high school event 20 years ago who are now PhDs and postdocs teaching at science and physics at universities as well as at high schools, or conducting research, or are with engineering firms. So I'd say that we've done a really good job at what we intended to do.
The National Science Bowl is something that you came up with on your own. What gave you the idea to come up with something like this back then?
Oh, actually, it wasn't me. Secretary of Energy Admiral Watkins back in 1991 felt a very strong desire that we needed to do more to encourage students to study math and science after the Nation at Risk report came out. And one of our national laboratories, Argonne National Laboratory in nearby Chicago, had been doing this, their own little science bowl for a number of years. And he said, well, let's take this, adopt it, and take it nationwide and see where it goes. And that's what we did.
And so these, I'm curious as to how it's evolved over the years. I mean, have the topics and the emphasis in science changed from 20 years ago versus now?
Well, we no longer ask computer questions about Fortran.
That's good.
And as science has evolved and has changed, the questions have changed with it, depending upon what's the latest in the sciences. Back in 1995, we certainly weren't asking questions about DNA analysis or the Human Genome Project as we are today and what the effects of those have been. The same can be said with physics, with a lot of the new discoveries, the buckyballs, the accelerator science, and all of the things that have discoveries that have been made over the last 20 years. When we go back and look at questions from 1991, we like go, woof, things have really changed.
And you're a finalist in the Sammy's Career Achievement category. Give me an idea of what it was like to get that phone call.
Well, I didn't even know I had been nominated, so it came as quite a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
When I received the phone call and then the follow-up email, and I'm like, what is this? So I was very thrilled, and I'm very honored to be a finalist. There are so many people within federal government who are very dedicated, and it's great to know that there is a program that celebrates the federal worker and all that they do year in and year out, day after day, and their dedication to this nation.
Sue Ellen Walbridge is a program analyst for the Energy Department and also a Service to America Medals finalist. Now, this program that you have run, the College Bowl and the surrounding activities, has been going for 20 years, as we said. How did you keep it alive all those years through so many secretaries, so many priority changes, so many budget years?
Well, we sort of hit kind of a stopping point in 1996, 97, 98, when Congress abolished our office and all the funding that went with it. However, Science Bowl starts in the local level, and we have regional events that are held all over the country. And the regional coordinator said to me, Sue Ellen, we don't care whether or not there's a national event, we're still going to hold our regional events. What can you do to help us? Can you help us, you know, pull together a set of questions for the events? And I thought that, well, look, these people are willing to do what they want to do in terms of holding a local event. The least I can do is at least try to see what we can do to hold a national event. And I, you know, started the process and started asking, and I went up to the Secretary of Energy at that time, and we said, this is what Science Bowl has done up to this point, and we really would like to have a national event. Will you support that? And the Secretary said yes. Money was cobbled together from a variety of different offices within the department, and we held a national event that year in the following 2 years. And subsequent to that, we just, rather than sort of asking permission, we just said, well, we've had it for almost 10 years. We're just going to continue on, and we'll stop when they tell us to stop, and they never have.
We only have about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you for your bottom line piece of advice. It almost sounds like ask forgiveness, not permission, for other feds who may have a passion like this and want to see their dream achieved. So what would your bottom line piece of advice be?
Well, I think that as a federal worker, you know, you have the opportunity to serve, whether it's within what your job description is or outside of it. I've been very lucky to be able to do both. And your job is what you make of it personally. And if it's something that you enjoy and you love doing, then you can make a lot of things happen. And I think that for any federal worker, they come into federal service because they want to, and they see where they can fit in, and perhaps they can then, within their own little niche, make a difference. And all federal workers generally make a difference anyway. I've just had a wonderful opportunity to do something that I enjoy, and it's had a very large impact, and I'm very grateful for that.
Sue Ellen Walbridge is a program analyst for the Energy Department, the driving force behind the National Science Bowl, and a finalist for this year's Service to America Medals by the Partnership for Public Service. Ms. Walbridge, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.